Hello, Miss Jessica. How are you today?
Hi, Elsie. I'm so excited to be here. How are you?
Oh, I'm just stoked. Because I got my new She Podcast t-shirt. Yeah.
I know. Me too. I haven't posted a picture in the group because, you know, it's a bump picture as well. And so they're all unflattering. But I have my maternity She Podcast shirt as well. I was thinking actually, when you do get your t-shirts, ladies, if you put them in the wash, maybe they would be a little more pliable. I'm not saying they're stiff, but I just think, you know, pliability is nice.
Yeah, pliability is nice. Yeah. And I was just very super stoked to get it because I just wanted it, and it's, you know, yeah. I'm kind of happy.
You were like the last one.
I was the last one. I was kind of bummed, but I just ordered myself a sweatshirt because.
Oh, good. Actually, I saw that come through.
Because yeah. I'm a little obsessed.
Plus, you get cold easy.
Yes, I do get cold. I'm freezing right now because I'm over at the Lipson office, and it's like the air conditioner is like cranked up, and I'm not quite sure exactly why. So, oh my God. So,
the plight of the skinny. Oh.
Hey.
I'm pregnant. I'm never cold.
You know, when I was pregnant, I was not cold. I was perfectly, my blood flow was perfect.
Yeah.
So, ladies, and so this podcast is going to be, I believe, the week before we go to Podcast Movement. So, if you don't have your t-shirt, I'm so sorry. But if you want to support us, you can still order your t-shirt from cafepress.com/shepodcast. And we are going to get some little appetizers for you ladies that are over there for a little meetup. So in case you want to support us, it would be really great. Yay!
Yeah. We're using it for our meetup. And we're going to use the money from there to, you know, pay for food and stuff.
Yes. So, let me see. We are going to be talking a little bit about new and noteworthy today because it seems to be, obviously, this is going to be a topic that's going to be coming up a lot. And mm-hmm. It has already come up many, many times in the She Podcast group, both as like congratulatory things because, and thank you for all, you guys are so sweet in there. Molly Whipple Harris posted that we were on the main new and noteworthy section in iTunes, and Vicky Maris also made a beautiful like graphic congratulating us, and I think that's just so sweet, and you know, we really, really appreciate it. And we also have a lot of questions of you guys asking about, you know, what happens after the 8 weeks in new and noteworthy, and how do you leverage new and noteworthy, and you know, all of these questions about that, because it comes up in almost everything.
Yeah.
So, and then there's questions about if you only have one new and noteworthy, one episode, how come it made it into a new and noteworthy, and all these different things. So I kind of want to clear up some of the stuff that goes around that. And, you know, I think you guys all know, most of you all know, that there is kind of like an algorithm that goes into your podcast going into new and noteworthy. So basically, if you have a lot of action in your podcast when you first start, meaning people are subscribing to it and people are leaving you reviews and people are, what is that other little thing where you put the stars, rating it?
rate
and review. If people are doing that and subscribing, that in itself is going to bring like a lot of awareness to that. And that kind of automatically puts you into new and noteworthy. So you can get put into that spot, and you really don't need that much into your podcast. So let's say you launch with your new podcast and you can get, I would say 100 people to do something with that podcast, meaning subscribe to it, link to it, like just share it and make sure that other people come in. If you can get at least 100 downloads, somewhere around that, you will get into new and noteworthy in any of them, some of your categories. So not necessarily in the big new and noteworthy, which is the overall new and noteworthy, but for whatever categories that you launch with, more likely than not, you will get in that. Mm-hmm. The thing is that you are going to also not stay there if there isn't that much more, you know, action that happens during the week or maybe the next week or something like that. So it is based upon, we usually, what iTunes does is that every week it kind of changes. And it depending upon how many people act upon a view, upon your show daily, you can go up and down in the ratings within the categories. So if you're in a business category, technology category, or whatever, you know, health and fitness category, you can move up and down in terms of how you're rated, just in numbers wise, inside of those categories. So it's really just about action in in there. The best place for you to be would be obviously in the first page of New and Noteworthy. Although, you know, hitting number one there is does require a little bit more action, and it does require a higher amount of downloads. But to make it into the main page, meaning in the main New and Noteworthy page, you don't need that many downloads. So I'm just giving a guesstimate overall number from what I have seen in Libsyn stats. So I'm not necessarily going to pinpoint people's stats. But an overall, if you get there between 170 and above downloads per episode consistently, and you stay kind of like right around there, more likely than not, you will stay in the New and Noteworthy main page. So yeah, those are some of the things. Do you have anything to add to that, Jess?
No, I just know that the iTunes algorithm for both New and Noteworthy and What's Hot is downloads plus ratings plus review plus subscribe. So if you have a good, I mean, downloads is really, I guess, pressing play. You don't actually have to download it into your iTunes for it to be considered a download. So, so as long as you are consistent, especially for that first 8 weeks, in getting people to listen, rate, and review your show in iTunes, you should be okay as far as staying in the New and Noteworthy. And then the What's Hot category is probably the same algorithm. It's just a matter of, you know, keeping up, I guess, the momentum that you had from the first 8 weeks that you're in New and Noteworthy. However, I always advise people not to really worry about the What's Hot, because, you know, people say, like, how can I leverage the New and Noteworthy thing? I mean, the truth is, not only do I not think you can, but I'm not sure that you should, because unless your podcast is your whole life, most women have like a business or some way that they want to monetize it. And the best way to do that is on your website. Your website is a sales tool. And if you, if you're constantly sending people to iTunes, you don't get to sell anything.
Oh,
that was my cat.
That was your cat. Just
pardon her.
She didn't like that.
She got angry. She walked away. Well, what's funny is that, like, she was sitting on my lap. She got up, walked away, yelled at me, and came back. Cats. I didn't even do anything.
Cats.
I know. So, yeah. So, anyway. So, she's just really old. So, my opinion is that I do think you should leverage the New and Noteworthy and get as many people and as highly ranked as you can. I don't know how you feel about that, Elsie, but only because that's how you can gain the new audience. The first 8 weeks, you can gain the new audience. People look at New and Noteworthy for what stuff is coming up. They do it when they're listening and stuff. But then after that, I'm sort of just like, I think it's up to you to grow your own audience. So maybe I'm spoiled because I had a bit of an audience before I started my show.
Yeah.
So I never really cared about the what's hot part.
Right. I think that part of the way that you can, as an entrepreneur, if you will, or if you really, really care about numbers and you really, really care about being on iTunes, then one of the biggest tools that you can have at your disposal is already having a prior audience. And, you know, there's some people who don't have that. I didn't when I started, but I started back in the day. So it was kind of like really easy and people found me really fast and there wasn't that much choice. So if you do have an existing audience, that's perhaps like the biggest weapon that you can have when you go into New and or when you just publish. Now, what's really interesting is we just talked about this with Rob Walsh and the other podcast that I co-host called The Feed. And we talked about kind of the same thing or a little bit of a difference. It's something that he started to talk about and I thought, oh my God, this totally makes sense to me, which is the difference between listens and listeners or your actual subscribers, the ones that really do love you. Because sometimes in New and Noteworthy, what you get is you get people testing things out. You know, they see your pretty artwork and they're like, oh, look at that. And they just, you know, click through and they download something and that counts, or, you know, stream something and that counts as a download. And so you get a lot of people test driving you. It's kind of like, you know, whenever you go into the grocery store and like right at the, you know, when you're checking out, they have the gum and sometimes you're like, I'll just put that in. And then you may or may not buy that again. That's just sometimes that's some out of mind. You know, you're not choosing that. It's sometimes it's just compulsion. And that's what new and noteworthy is. It's like the for the compulsive. And so, but mostly if you really love something,
the like podcasting compulsive.
The compulsive shopper of podcasting. Yeah. But if you really love something, like there's been so many podcasts that are not in new and noteworthy, and I don't go into iTunes to look for my podcasts. Mm-mm. I find them on Twitter. I see people posting about their shows. I search for a show that I'm looking for themes. And when they come up, I go into my own podcast app and I subscribe that way. I don't go into iTunes. Once in a while, I will go into iTunes to search for a specific like show for something. Usually it's related to work though, but I don't really ever go in there. So the people that I love,
you know when I go in there? When we're taping this show. Right. I'm in there right now.
It's so funny. And so, but I want to, you know what I want to touch base on too, other than, I think, let me see, did we cover most of that stuff? Because there's a lot. Let's talk about the whole 8 weeks thing. Because there's a midwife, is that what it's called? An old wife, not a midwife tale. An old wife's tale.
Yeah. No, a midwife is what I need.
Yeah, exactly.
An old wife is what I'm becoming. Sorry.
Oh my God.
An old wife is what I'm going to be any minute now.
Exactly, yeah, right?
Midwife is going to be needed in about 4 months.
Oh my God. So yeah, an old wives' tale.
What's an old wives' tale?
The old wives' tale, that new and noteworthy, is only 8 to 12 weeks. And that's the only time that you can do it.
Wait.
What?
You just said anything about iTunes is an old wives' tale. Yeah. It's like the most ridiculous thing. You can just see like Russian peasants peeling potatoes, right? In the olden days going, you know, that new and noteworthy.
Oh my God, somebody has to make, if you weren't so busy, I would have you make an image of that. And that could be like our podcast artwork or something like
that. Nobody talks like that anymore, Svetlana. It's ridiculous.
With like new and noteworthy like stamped somewhere.
Like a babushka and like giant, like a house dress. That's crazy talk. You're so old fashioned. Anyway, sorry.
Oh
yeah.
My God. So babushka, she's the one that told you that it's only 8 to 12 weeks, but that's a lie.
Yeah.
So
it's not. Wait, but new and noteworthy is 8 weeks. I thought
no, it's not any specific amount of time. So
yes, it is.
No, it's not, dude. So I went in there.
Wait a minute. And how do you know that?
Because if you start to search for new and noteworthy, I went in just for the top one so that you see. So there's one that did start. Let me see. I wrote it down. Here we go.
You're talking about Alice's?
No. Before that, there's the Sliding Home Baseball, the ultimate baseball performance podcast right now that if you look at it, it's number one in New and Noteworthy on the main page at this time of this taping.
I'm looking at X-Files. And
that starts at 4/19. April 19th was their first episode.
Okay. In the New and Noteworthy for the whole iTunes.
That's
right
exactly
now.
What I was in earlier today.
The first one I'm looking at is X-Files. It started June 4th. The second one is...
oh my God, I have a completely different...
Of course you do.
New and Noteworthy. It's starting with Sliding
Mail Home. Time. So Mail Time, yeah. The second one for me is Mail Time, and that's is May 8th.
That's right.
Which that is probably more than 8 weeks. Hold on. Let me think about that. Gilbert Gottfried, who makes me pee my pants, is so funny. May 28th, that's almost 8 weeks. Hold on. Red, though, I've seen a while.
Yeah, but you don't have the Sliding Home Baseball Performance Podcast. It's like a face. It's like the face.
It's not even in there.
It's the number one on mine. Oh my God, I'm going to have to take it. Did we just find something out?
I don't know. I hope so.
Because I have. Do I have a learning. Completely different. Okay, let's do this. Can you go to see.
I'm
on the main page. Oh, are you on the app?
No, I'm in my computer though.
Me too.
It's not on the web. Okay,
I'm on the app.
So if I go to podcasts, I'm gonna refresh it again. Okay. I'm gonna go a podcast, new, noteworthy, see all. Not going to any category.
Yeah, see all.
Same thing. X-Files, Mail Time, Gilbert Gottfried, Red, We Have Concerns, Trigger Cast, Fantasy Feast.
Oh my gosh.
Everyday Awesome, Eddie Trunk.
Let me tell you what I have.
Okay.
Sliding Home, Baseball Podcast, Art of the Kickstart, CNET Update, Mom on Pop, Pleasure Town, Bad for Business, IndieWire.
I don't have any of that. None of it.
Oh my God. We just figured something out.
So it's not even ranked. Then how come Alice Walker's been at the top 10 of mine for like the last...
Well, you know what?
Every time I look, she's like super high up there.
Well, you know what it is? Well, she's...
But she's not even in the top 10 for you.
No.
Sorry, Alice.
Sorry. No, she's not. And you know what's really interesting? I think that this might have something to do with it. It might have something to do with what I consume on my own podcast app. And so if I consume...
It knows.
It totally knows.
Yeah,
which brings us. Oh my God! So then,
Orange is the New Cast is up on mine, and I probably and so is X Files. That's two.
I don't have any of those.
Three TV ones. Yeah,
I don't have either of those. So then, yeah. in the new and noteworthy, then it only shows the ones that align with what you. So it's spitting you out new and noteworthy that are only for you.
We are a why didn't we ever compare this before?
I don't know. And you know what? Okay, so now check this out.
Wait, so what number are we?
Wait.
And you on your page.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Because for me, we are in the fourth row, fourth one in. So we're 44, number 44 in the top 100. On my page.
I don't even see us. So
oh my gosh.
I know, wait, hold on. Let me keep scrolling because okay. I found this. So it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 row second.
Really?
To the left. Yes.
No, we're 44 on mine. Just right before Fox Sports Live.
Which
makes me oddly happy.
We are right before Get Altitude with Abe and Pagan for us.
I don't even see Abe and Pagan on mine.
Oh my Probably God.
Don't pay attention to him.
So you know what? This is really interesting because Apple just purchased...
That's so funny.
Apple just purchased this app called Swell. I don't know if you've seen this in the news. This was huge because I'm not sure if they've already done this or they were getting ready to purchase Swell app for $30 million. And the Swell app was a discovery podcast app. So what it meant to do is for you to go into Swell and then you kind of tell it like, I like tech, I like yoga, I like...
Oh,
you
know, that's cool.
And then it would spit out. It would spit out stuff that it would tell you like, oh, since you like these things, you might like these podcasts. So it was
I want to look at that.
So
yeah,
it was
discovery,
right? So... Mm-hmm. They have bought it or are in the process of buying it. And I think that it's probably going to make this, what we are looking at right now, a lot more seamless. And it's going to start to spit out even more new and noteworthy that align with what you're already listening to. So it doesn't matter if you're like, you know what it is? Even when our lovely ladies like Vicky showed us that, you know, that screenshot where we were like right at the top for her. Mm-hmm. I was looking at my stuff and I was going, on July 25th, I didn't see She Podcasts up there, but it came up for her.
It came up for me, but she and I maybe have similar,
Yeah, it didn't come up for me when I went and looked. And so then I was going like, oh my God, that is so weird. And so that means that even that when people weird. Start to take screenshots and they start to see like, I made number one and whatnot, it might be number one for you. It's kind of like when you do Google search, you know, when you Google search stuff and all of a sudden you get hits that are with people that are related to you or people that you already have in your circles on Google Plus and all that stuff. They are catered results for you.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh my God.
Well, I'm glad we discovered this live for your listening pleasure. But I mean, it's cool. It's cool. Yeah. I mean, because now you know, really, ladies,
that it doesn't.
The revelation that, I mean, yeah, it means something to be new and noteworthy, but it really will also, for your audience, depend on what they like.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're going to be delivered what you like, which I actually think is, I mean, weird because like some of the women who, from my course who just launched are, I see them, but they're a little further down, but like, Tina Pettis is a little further down. I wonder if for somebody else it's higher because it's more social media. But the thing is, Elsie, like, I'm going to admit this, and don't everybody get mad at once, but like, I'm not so much of a listener as I probably should be. Like, I don't listen to that many shows, like, mostly because I can't listen to people talk and work at the same time. So I'm either working or I'm listening to someone talk. Whereas my husband, it's the reason I got into podcasting is because he is a crazy listener. Mm. He listens all the time. So I don't know that this even knows what my taste is, because I'm listening to the people, you know, like if you say, oh, you got to listen to this one show, I'll listen to it.
Well, you know what's really interesting too, though?
Or if I want, or what you said last week, which is, I don't even know if this one, if we taped this one, but you said something about how like you can use it as search.
Yeah,
we
talked about it in the last episode. Yeah.
Yeah, so we had technical difficulties with them, but I will search in iTunes for like Facebook ad information that I'll listen to.
Yeah.
But it's not consistent. Yours is probably more consistent.
Isn't that so funny? But this is another thing that's really interesting, is that I wonder if it's pulling just from my subscriptions. Because are you subscribed to She Podcasts by any chance?
I don't know.
Because I am. And so maybe it's not giving She Podcasts as a choice for me because it's my podcast. I mean, I don't know, but I don't know if it
maybe
even recognizes it. I have no idea, but all I
I'm
know is
subscribe
that
subscribe now. I wasn't subscribed. I'm very sorry to say.
Yeah. See that you have to subscribe to your own podcast, for God's sake.
<I know. laughs>
Even if you don't listen, but,
what's wrong with me?
But I just think that that's really interesting, but this is another thing too. Then that means that it's not about leveraging just the new and noteworthy, just like that, because of the fact that it's going to be spit out to people who happen to maybe like you. And so you even have less control of what you're putting out there. You have even less control than you thought before. So bottom line, ladies, I really do agree with what Jessica says. I think you can push people to go into iTunes, maybe even the first 4 weeks, and just really get totally focused on that. And, you know, a little bit more of the other 4 weeks. Maybe those first 8 weeks, with those 2 months, would be great to kind of shuttle back and forth between the podcast and iTunes and your website. But bottom line for everybody, whether you have a business or not, having your home base be the place where people go to gather all of that information would perhaps be best than sending people over to iTunes. Because there are some people who don't like iTunes, like me, who I really honestly don't go into it unless I have to. Anyway.
I mean, I think so. I mean, just because of my background as a designer, my instinct is to always send people to the website, because the website is a sales tool. Always, always, always send people to the website.
Yep.
That's just my rules. Those are my rules, yo.
Those are my rules, yo. Well, that I just think that that's really cool that we just saw that. Oh, my God.
I know.
But now let's kind of move into, just because this kind of goes along with it, and I kind of want us to be a little transparent about this, because we're going to talk numbers now about She Podcasts, because that way it'll take, like, the screen off of people thinking, like, oh, my God, they're famous. They're on New and Noteworthy on the front page. Oh, my God. And it really isn't that much.
So. Right, but you should still screenshot it because it's cool.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, absolutely.
It is cool, but no, it's not everything you thought it could be and more.
Right, so let me just give a little bit of you guys to know our kind of growth as a podcast in these first 9 episodes, because this is number 10, so the ones before. So we launched with 4 episodes, and at launch we had out of the gate 107 downloads, like just like that first day. It was really awesome. It just went out, and that was awesome. When we did episode 5, we had 144 downloads that day. So usually whenever we launch a podcast, I'm kind of thinking that, you know, that's like a really good kind of drive to see how the podcast is growing every day. The day that you, publish a podcast, I like to really track that to see the rise there. And so episode number 6, we kind of went down. It was 132 downloads. And then episode 7, 137, we got a little bit higher. And then episode 8, we really did that uptake to 165, probably because we were talking about boys.
Probably.
And then episode number 9, which was that interview one that we did, where we talked about all the all the crazy interview ones. That was 174 downloads. So you see that we are starting, we kind of like are going up and up and up and up. And as total, as of Thursday, which is today when we are recording, that was released this past Monday, episode 9, that was 2629 is what we've had as a total download. So 2,629 downloads. So you see that it's really not crazy numbers to be getting into new and noteworthy. So you can get seen. You know what I mean? I just don't want people to think that we're getting thousands of downloads. And the only people that are more likely than not getting thousands of downloads per episode are new and noteworthies on the first spot, like in the first spot. And also some of the what's hot people. Yes, they can be getting a lot more than
they
that.
Probably are.
So, but all the other ones that you see and all the different new and noteworthies, especially at the beginning, sometimes they're not getting even 100 downloads. They're probably getting a little bit less than that, especially if you're in a very specific niche category. So just to demystify people about that.
Yeah, I think you've done everyone a great service.
Yeah, she's like, yeah.
No, I mean, I think it's important so you know what to expect and what you're looking at when you go in there.
Yeah, and so people aren't just like, oh my God, I suck. And you know, there's always a dip because you start off, you get a lot of downloads, and then every day it gets a little less, mm-hmm. and a little less, because that's generally what happens until you release another episode. And we dip down into the low 20s on like towards the end of the week-ish, or like towards the end of the cycle of the week. And then it pops right back up whenever we publish a new episode. So we have a line that's going up, you know, with our stats and everything. And so that's really nice to see. And I think that that's a better... You can leverage that better instead of thinking like, oh my God, I need to have 800, 900 downloads per episode. Oh my God. You know? Mm-hmm. So there you have it. There you have it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, there you have
it. So let's go ahead and talk about you had a little bit of a rant that you kind of wanted to go into because of a gentleman that was considering relaunching his podcast. Not under the most auspicious of circumstances, should we say. Maybe.
What?
That guy who
Oh,
who,
my friend. Yes. Okay.
Who wanted to relaunch.
Okay. So my friend, I wish I still had I don't even know if I read you the post, but it wasn't that long ago. I can try and find it. But the point is, basically he was like, I'm nearing the end of my time in New and Noteworthy, and I sort of feel like I didn't take enough advantage of it at the beginning. He didn't have an opt-in at first, and he's learned a lot basically since he's had put the show up. And so he posed the question to the group, should I relaunch? Should I take it off? I relaunched the show so that I can take full advantage of my time in New and Noteworthy. And I mean, the response was sort of hilarious. Like, people were just like, wait, what? What are you talking about? You're going to relaunch the show? And then I sort of looked, and he had like, you know, 30 to 40 reviews on the show. So I was like, hold on. You're going to make all those people review you again? I think that's really a lot to ask for. I think that's too much to ask for. And then I said, you know, when I first launched my show, it took them 2 weeks to get the art. My art was inverted, and the black was white, and the white was black.
Oh, my God. That's weird.
It looked terrible. Because sometimes that just happens. Like, if you make a JPEG with Photoshop, it's different than if you make it with Illustrator and so on. So, like, I don't know. Sometimes it just renders weird. So, anyway, so I said, you know, I said, for the first 2 weeks, I couldn't even launch when I was in iTunes because it looked so terrible. I don't want to tell anyone that it was even in there. And I think you just kind of have to, you know, you've had your time. Now it's time for you to grow a significant audience that has nothing to do with iTunes. But then someone posted after me, this part was hilarious. he goes, you can't have a grand opening of a restaurant, decide you don't like the turnout, and have another grand opening 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
You have the one grand opening, and then you're done. The end. And I was like, I could not have said that better myself. That is exactly.
Yeah. Again, because it takes so long. It takes so long to be able to get people into iTunes. Like I said, to do these things, to be able to engage with you, number one. Number two, to have people actually go into iTunes and either give you a review or at minimum rate you, it's like pulling teeth. It really is. Yeah.
I know.
And, you know, it's just, it's crazy.
If I was one of those people who reviewed him and I got a note saying, hey, I relaunched it because I did some things wrong, could you interview me again? I would flipping laugh in his face. There is no way I would do it again.
It's like, it's insane. It's just not, it's just not cool. It's not cool.
I'm looking for the post now because I don't remember. There's like five different podcasters communities. I don't remember which one.
I think
one
it was in the podcasting community or the, yeah, I think that that's where it was. But basically, ladies.
Did you see it too?
Yeah, I did. And I just kind of like skimmed the comments and I just didn't even want to comment because I was just like, oh my God, seriously? Because.
Here it is. I found it. Did you guys just want me to read it? Do you just want me to read it? Hi, all. I'm wondering if any of you have ever relaunched your podcast from scratch. When I first launched on iTunes 2 months ago, I didn't have many episodes ready, missed the first few weeks, cobbled together a website, left for 2 weeks on vacation with no uploads, didn't have a defined audience, was behind on my shows, had no idea how to use social media the right way, and didn't collect any email subscribers. I felt like I was drowning in things to learn and implement, so I don't think I maxed out my potential and new and noteworthy. Despite all these mistakes, I was in the number one spot a few times. But, in hindsight, feel like I could get so much more momentum if I launched today. I'm currently trying to research exactly how many subscribers I have, which I haven't figured out how to do, and I was wondering, would it be crazy to restart this process and try to get an even higher spot this time around? Would this be frowned upon, or do some people do this? Of course, I would not do this if I find that I have a huge number of subscribers, but I'm just toying with the idea, and I don't have a good handle on how important NNN can be if launched properly. Thanks in advance for your perspective.
Ugh. See, this is what makes
it just, he just sounds like what the Jews call a schnorrer.
No, well, see, this is what makes me upset about, I mean, not upset. It just kind of, it's because of the fact that he's saying like getting the NNN juice, you know, and like to being able to leverage that. And you can leverage it when it's the time that you're on there. But then after you're done, and what if you drop out? What if something happens to your feed? What if, you know, God forbid something happens to you and you can't, you know, podcast for a while. Mm-hmm. There's so many, what if the algorithm changes? What there's so many what ifs that are not related to your podcast that you are literally giving away to iTunes for them to take care of, and you're giving the power to iTunes. That's just not something I'm in for. I'd rather take control of what's going on with my podcast by cultivating those conversations with people. Like things like we're doing with She Podcasts, I think it's fantastic because we're engaging with the community. The kind of engagement that we get after we post an episode in that Facebook group is insane. And it's not like people like going, hey, great show. Good job. Yeah. Nice. Like, it's like, you know, people go in there and like write like these insane paragraphs and they share their opinions. They give us advice. People talk with each other. There's like, the conversation grows. Everybody learns. That's awesome. You can't get that through new and noteworthy. So
true.
You know, that's the kind of stuff that I think that is super important. I think, you know what, could you imagine if we right now sat like, oh, we haven't really leveraged new and noteworthy. Let's go ahead and relaunch. How do you think all those ladies in there that have invested in us? Like, they're like our friends. Yeah. Like, you know.
I mean, there's a woman in who commented and said she did Cliffs A to Z and launched in February 2013 with one episode. It took nearly a year, sporadic episodes, before she realized the importance of consistency. Now she does a weekly show, but she's going to create a new show for launch in the fall and have 30 ready to go. That's different.
Yeah.
That's over a year and a half ago. This guy's only been up 8 weeks, and he's like, ready to start again.
Yep.
Silly.
And you know what's really interesting? People do it. Like, who is it that there's somebody else I know that they have. I don't even know if it was something I heard a webinar or if it was on the She Podcast page about the fact that I don't know. I know it was a woman that they're no longer interested in the, maybe it was in a different group. Anyway, they're no longer interested in this specific niche that they started with. They wanted to even niche it down more.
That's different.
They wanted to get even more narrow, and they really wanted to focus on something like that. To me, if it's about your content and about knowing really what resonates with you and what you really want to talk about, then that, I think that's a whole other ball game. You know, if like all of a sudden I didn't want to talk about podcasting anymore, then
yeah,
I would be
different.
Like, I don't want to do this anymore. Like, why?
Yeah.
Right?
Or if, absolutely. Or if you're rebranding, renaming, then you start a new show because it's a new beginning.
Right.
But this is the same show, relaunch the same show. Like, it is just like the grand opening thing.
And you know what? I've seen somebody else do it also in the way that it was completely rebranded, but they just left the feed the same. So the only thing that changed was the artwork, the description, and I'm sure that, you know, a website or something like that too. But the only thing that they changed was basically on the front end of things. So all of the subscribers that they already had stayed. They just completely changed the show. And then they mentioned it in the show, of course. It wasn't like all of a sudden it was like a completely different show and people were like, what? They were like going, they basically said, this is what the show is going to be about now. This is the format, and just laid it out. And then just said, we're kind of starting from this place. And so they kept their listeners from before and now has a new show, but it's on the same feed. So they never had to do the whole submit to iTunes again.
Mm-hmm.
So because if you're already submitted into iTunes and you just change the name of your podcast in the feed, you know, the feed that's in there, because that's what it's reading off of. If you change the name of the feed to like the name and the subject, the name of your podcast, and then change your artwork and change your description, you can have a whole new podcast in iTunes already. It's just that you're probably not going to be like new. That's all. You might be noteworthy.
Yeah.
You might get more famous, but you can do that. So you don't have to start from scratch.
Yeah.
Depends on how you want to do things. It depends on how you want to do things. Yeah.
Depends on who you are as a person.
Who you are as a person. Oh my God. So I wanted to share with you guys really quickly two things that I really love. And I know that Jess, you don't listen to very many of these things, but you know, I'm just sharing anyway. So, I'm a big fan of the Tim Ferriss podcast. It's one of my favorites as of late. I just like the conversation. I like the way that he runs it, and I like his guests a lot. And he recently had one of my biggest crushes, which is Dan Carlin from the Hardcore History podcast. And the conversation that they had was amazing for podcasters specifically, because Tim is a new podcaster and he really looks up to Dan, who Dan is an old school podcaster, and we've spoken about Dan in the past. I talk about him almost every episode, and so
Elsie has a crush on him.
And so they really talk about how he creates his podcast, what his process is, and he's a true like artist in terms of what he creates, because his podcast, like I said before in the past, it's like they're 3 to 4 hours long, and the amount of work that he puts into them, and he's just amazing. And there's so much brilliant, just so many great questions that Tim asks, and so many great answers that Dan offers, that you really have to listen to it. And I guarantee when you listen, you will be super inspired by it. The second thing that I think will be another bit of inspiration, especially for those of you ladies who are feeling like you're in a rut or you don't know what you're doing or you're kind of confused, these are really great listens. So the second one was via Pod Mob University, which is, I think, a wing of the podcast movement. I'm not actually sure how to name that.
Is it?
Yeah. It's like they do these webinars, a weekly webinar. And they've been, you know, highlighting some of the keynote speakers and some of the, like the bigger names that are going to podcast movement. And they just, it's like a Q&A basically. And people come in there and chat. And yesterday they had Srini Rao, who was there, and he's going to be doing one of the keynote speaks. He's going to be doing the speaking at the keynote. And he was so good. Oh God, he did such it was just great because he went against the grain, obviously, like Srini does, because he's the unmistakable creative. And he just went against the grain of everything that people were going like, well, what do you think you should do? And what do you do? And it, they're just, all the questions were great. And Srini was like preaching it. So really? I think it's going to be awesome. And his keynote at Podcast Movement is going to be amazing because he's, again, going to be going against the grain there. I just love him because he is so not – he's just himself, and that's enough, you know. And so I really – hats off to people like that. He's usually like – he was like – Jared Easley, who is one of the founders, basically said, hey, you know, thanks so much. From everything that you've already said – I see that Podcast Movement is not something that you would have attended in the past, and we're really grateful that you are coming. And he goes, and then Trini said something like, you're right, I wouldn't have come if it wasn't for Dan, because he's friends with Dan, because he doesn't, he's like, I'm not into large conferences. I like things that are 100 people or less. That's like where I, that's what I like. I don't want to go to live. I just, he just went off. It was so great. And it, I don't know. I just really enjoyed it. So I think that for everybody to listen to that would be fantastic. Even if it, it just, it's just a conversation starter for yourself and your own brain. That is all. So I will have links for both of those things in the show notes.
Please do.
So that the ladies can... And if we had, that's great. If we had bonus content, that would be our bonus. We would put those as our bonus content.
We'll get there.
We'll get there. It's coming. It's coming.
I think.
Yeah, baby. So do we have anything else to chat? Are we finished with our conversation here? Or is there something that's like, you know.
I can't believe it, but I think we might be.
Oh, my God. Yes. So we did a little new and noteworthy talking about, and hopefully. And if you have any questions, ladies, please email feedback@shepodcast.com.
Yes.
Ask us, or even again, the conversation when we post the post over at the She Podcast group and Facebook. Ask as many questions as you want. We will find answers for you. And you know what would be really great too, ladies, is if maybe one day we can all take a screenshot of what our new and noteworthy looks like and compare and see if there's, if there really is a change.
I really cannot believe
an algorithm.
That.
That's so weird, right?
You know, I went and I just am curious. I went in New and Noteworthy for Business, and we're on the front page.
Yeah, on that one we are. I think
you see that.
Yeah, we're okay. Number four. We are, at least from what I saw in the before.
Yeah.
Oh, but you know what's really interesting is that we're number two in technology.
Ooh,
it is really cool. We were. I think we were done in number. Have we been in the number?
I have us as number six in New and Noteworthy for Business. And then I forgot we were even in technology. Let me look.
We're number two, at least.
Who uses these, though? Like, who's going, what's new in technology? I have to.
Me?
I have to look
Hello?
At just those podcasts
me?
And no other podcasts.
Me?
So. You.
Do you see it?
Oh, you mean the main technology page? Oh yeah, we're number two. Yeah,
isn't that cool?
You know, it doesn't matter until you have the power.
It's not.
Then it matters.
Then it matters. Yes.
No, so. No, but I mean that's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I really think it's awesome that we're in there like that in your face,
baby. Even though we just proved it means nothing.
Exactly, we did prove that it means nothing because it doesn't. So, and it doesn't get us any extra downloads, but
I still feel proud even though it means nothing.
Anywho, I think we did it though.
Yes, thank you so much, Elsie.
You are so welcome, and I am so stoked to be seeing you very soon, Jess. Oh my God, we're gonna be oh my God, it's gonna be so exciting.
I hug you.
Oh my God, yay. And our new She Podcast shirts, so get your t-shirts and
yes.
And yeah, and if you know you have some free time and you're looking at New and Noteworthy because, you know, you're in there, give us a rating and a review since you're already in there.
Yeah, it couldn't hurt. It's not going to hurt anybody.
It's not going to hurt anybody.
If you like the show.
That's right.
Just rate and review it for the love of Pete. Thanks for listening.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. The rest.